This is the place to play with the most powerful principles of manifestation in the quantum field on a daily basis. This is Sanctuary of She, Soul, Human, Energy. And I'm your host, Katie Blair. We're a podcast, an app, and a community where women meet the version of themselves they came here to be and build the lives they came here to live. Welcome to this moment. Welcome to your sanctuary. Okay, this is an episode that I've been very excited to record for quite a long time, but the time wasn't right until right now, and you're gonna understand why. But basically in this episode, I want to talk to you about the experience of the word vitality in my life, what it has, what it means for me, what it has brought me to, but then also how it relates directly to my health and my weight loss journey, because this was one of my biggest blocks for so long, and I'm still working through it day by day, just really anchoring in a very healthy system of life that allows you to land in the body that feels your best and then experience the vitality on the other side of that. So in this episode, I'm so stoked to share some things about it with you. But what I really want to start with is the reason that we hold ourselves back from whatever it is. This is usually the thing in your life that you resist the most. For me, it's like the being the healthiest version of myself possible. It was that for so long. It's not that I like didn't want to, but I just could not figure out how to crack the code. And the energy it took to figure out how to do it drained me so much that I just like didn't like dealing with it. I just fueled my energy into every other thing. Now we do this, whatever this thing is for you. Maybe for you it's a relationship. Maybe for you it's your business. Maybe for you it's, oh my gosh, what are any goal that you've held for yourself? Maybe it's your own weight journey. Maybe it's your own journey with leaning into something new or acting on that idea that you've had for so long or redoing the living room or the kitchen or like whatever it is, right? We create and build up this energy inside of us that kind of tells ourselves, if I'm going to do this to get to the other side, it's going to require so much time, energy, and focus that we keep pushing it off. We keep pushing it to a later date because it's like, I don't have time for this right now. I'll get to it when I can. But the thing is, days turn to weeks, turn to months, turn to years so quickly. And before we know it, time is moving along. And we're still sitting, living in the same desires week after week, month after month, year after year, and nothing is changing. And it gets to this point where you're kind of like, why? What is the point of all of this? Because if I would have just put in that time, energy, and focus to figure it out a couple years ago, a couple months ago, then I would still be experiencing life right now, but from a lens that made me feel really excited because I cracked in and I did it. That's what we're talking about in this episode. What it really means to break through to the other side of that. This energy that we create, this thought pattern, this thought feeling pattern that we create of, oh my gosh, the how just feels, when we think, how do I do this? And especially in today's world, at the palm of our hand, we have access to 25,000 different approaches to doing it. It becomes a leak of energy. When we've been holding a desire for so long, going so deeply into the how aspect and making that how hold, make it seem like it holds so much time, energy, and focus that we don't feel like we have in our current circumstances, then our energy starts leaking out that doorway. Because the excuses generated feel hopeless, right? It's not like we know exactly what we need to do and we're just not doing it. It's not necessarily that kind of a situation. Maybe parts of it you know exactly what you need to do. Maybe the first few steps you know exactly what you need to do. But it's truly the energy leak is happening because you don't have a long-term vision that is sustainable, that you know once you tap in, it's going to get you where you want to go. You're going to rely on it. And so your energy is leaking out because there's a part of yourself that you're not witnessing. There's a part of yourself that you're not giving reverence to. And so this desire is sitting there with this hopeless feeling around it, with every excuse being generated to help you not feel that energy leak. But at the end of the day, you're just continuing day after day, week after week, month after month, not making these changes. And no matter how much good is happening, it's all connected. So you know in the back of your mind, there's this piece of you that is like, ah, why can't I just tap into this? Why won't I just tap into this? What is halting me from tapping into this? Honestly, for me, what I've come to realize, well, first of all, it's the right aligned method, right? That you can actually see long-term and get behind because you know you're going to be able to do it, right? That's for sure one of the biggest pieces. But then the other piece is getting yourself to a place of dissociating this thought feeling pattern that has correlated with that version of me that I hold on a pedestal has to put in way more time, way more focus, and way more energy into being on that path, and I don't have that. This is the piece that screws us over royally. Like, royally. Because it's not true. It's not true. Now, this is where we get into the word vitality. Vitality is my word for the year 2024. I came across this word and this feeling and this experience of vitality in 2023 when I finally decided to cut the bullshit and actually go all in with this part of my desire, with my health and weight journey, and truly try to get behind something that would work, okay? I was just like, I'm sick of sitting in this wondering. I'm going to create the time, focus, and energy that I feel like I don't have to get this done and see it through just so that I can prove to myself if I'm correct in this feeling that on the other side, being this version of myself requires so much more, or if I can disprove it to myself. I just kind of was at my wit's end and I was just really, really ready. So as we know, the classic, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Or when the person is ready, the thing will appear. This thing landed in my life. My most aligned way and method that I had been waiting for landed to me through conversation with Tom's mom in France last summer. We were having this beautiful conversation at lunch and she introduced me to this thing. And from the way she spoke about it, I knew it was what I had been looking for. And I had never heard about it before because it was from England. It's from an English woman. Anyways, so basically I decide this is it. Like, I see this being a long-term sustainable thing that I can get behind. So I'm gonna get over all these stories and I'm gonna do it and I'm gonna see it through. And at first it started with discipline as means of devotion, right? When we do things with discipline, it feels icky. It's like, why am I creating rules for myself? I want to break these rules. F this. Like, I don't want to do these things. But when we use discipline by means of devotion, a completely new story happens because our why underneath the discipline is so much deeper. It's a devotion to stopping that energy leak so that we can experience ourselves on the other side of living, always wishing and wondering what it would be like if we were to tap into this thing, whatever that thing is for you. So, discipline by means of devotion. My word in 23 was discipline. I was like, this is my year. The thing has landed. Let's go. But what I experienced on the other side for the first time in my life was vitality. Vitality is the experience, in my opinion, of being energized, clear, focused, radiating, glowing, confident, excited, focused, all into one experience of yourself. Okay? It's like vitality in my eyes is the number one emotion and energy to be flowing in the body. It's like, I'm doing it. I am here. I am experiencing myself in the fullness because every energy leak I have patched up, and now I have all of my energy flowing through my body. That is vitality. That is vitality. And I'm so grateful to this route and this method that I used because it allowed me to experience this. Number one, energetically, because it allowed me to close up this energy leak of wondering and actually putting it into action and then actually experiencing the benefits and the feeling of vitality of closing that up. Yes. But then also what this did for my body, actually taking my health into my hands, actually learning how to be in control in this department, actually learning the techniques, actually learning the science underneath what was all happening, actually getting face to face in real time with a method that I could implement sustainably long term and feel optimum in my quality of life, not restricted or constrained or anything. That was the next one. And then watching the weight start to pour off. I've been doing this for 7 months, on and off, in and out, not even perfectly, and I have lost and kept off 15 pounds. My journey of where I want to go is 30. 30 is my goal, so I'm halfway there. The coolest part about this is that the way that it is set up is such a healing, gut clearing for the body, and it switches the body from burning glucose to burning fat. And because of that, I've gone on multiple vacations where I've thrown it out the window, and then I've also had multiple weeks here where I've just not been in my zone, and I don't put the weight back on. That's always been my problem. Always been my problem is that, sure, I can get going on something, I can hold something, I can do something, but inevitably we're human. Life is gonna life. We're gonna go on vacation. We're gonna have an off week. We're gonna be really busy and don't have time to do the things, whatever it is. And then the weight would just come back on, and it just felt like this never-ending, really frustrating cycle. But this didn't. It made it so that I didn't have to be perfect, and it would keep me where I wanted to go. But then when I wanted to tune back in, lean back in, the weight would start coming off again. Like, literally, it felt like magic, okay? So this experience of vitality has changed my life. Because what it's taught me is that it's not about hitting all these goals and waiting, thinking that hitting a goal is going to allow us to experience vitality. In fact, hitting a goal, we only really celebrate it for like 0.2 seconds before we're focused on the next thing, because that's how the human mind works. We're always looking in front. But vitality is the experience of being on the journey, of juggling all the balls, of holding all the things, experiencing the benefits of calling your energy back to yourself, putting yourself in control, and fueling yourself with all of the beautiful things that come with that on the other side of that. And then here is where vitality gets really cool. Because you know that number one story that we tell ourselves that keeps us where we are is that that version of ourselves that we hold on a pedestal, it's going to require so much of our time, focus, and energy to hold and maintain that. And that's why we don't do it, because we feel like we don't have that. So we're going to have to find it out of nowhere, and it's not here. So we're going to have to wait till a future part on our timeline where we can really tap into it. That is not how it works at all. In fact, the energy leak of trying to figure out how to do what you've been wanting to do takes up far more mental and physical time, energy, and focus in the negative, denser direction than it does to break through on the other side. In fact, what actually happens is that when you put yourself in control and you implement systems and strategies that you can get behind sustainably long term that feel good, and you close up that energy leak, The actual truth is that you don't know what to do with all the time, energy, and focus that you now have available to you because it's not being leaked out. It is crazy. It is crazy how these stories keep us stuck. And I'm so excited about this episode because I am far from an expert in this department. That's why I'm excited about this conversation. Because I am far, it is the very fact that I could not crack this code for so long that makes the fact that I have makes me want to talk about it to everyone, because I know there's so many of you out there. And if we zoom it down into energetics, this could be anything, whether it's your own weight loss journey or anything that you've been procrastinating or like leaking your energy to wondering what if about. On the other side of cracking into it, you have vitality. And the non-energy leaks fuel your body with this energy of vitality where you don't know what to do with all the extra time, energy, and focus that you have available. You get to put that in any direction you want. And you guys, this is one of the craziest things. It's almost like we know that deep down. It's almost like we know, if I'm not leaking my energy and making this whole thing about an excuse about this, if I was doing the thing and had the energy on the other side of the thing and I was in my full power, claiming all pieces of myself, what would I do with that? What would become available? What could I put into action? It's almost like the answer to that question is the very reason we don't do it a lot of the time. It's that Marianne Williamson, our deepest fear is not that we're inadequate, it's that we're powerful beyond measure. It's our light, not our darkness, that scares us the most. Like, who would you be if you had all the things going for you and you were experiencing vitality and you now had so much extra time, energy, and focus to pour into what you actually do want on the other side of that thing? Because let me tell you this, thing that you've been wanting, that you've been putting off, it's not the end goal. It's just the thing that you've created to stand between you and what that end goal is, as perhaps a sabotage of procrastination, right? Of keeping you small, of keeping you safe, of keeping you comfortable, no matter how uncomfy it is. It's what you know. So the number one thing I want you to take away from this episode, if you're someone listening and you're feeling so seen and called out right now, is, well, first of all, take that version of yourself off the damn pedestal. She's not doing anything different. She's no better than you. She's no more worthy than you. She's no more anything. The only thing she's done is found her long-term sustainable method, use discipline as means of devotion to get to the other side with it, to experience vitality, and then clear up all this time, focus, and energy to actually pursue what it is that she's been wanting to pursue. I want you to see the truth of that. Stop sitting there thinking you don't have the time, energy, and focus. It's gonna require a little bit at first to put it into action. But if you do this right, if you sync up, and again, when the student is ready, the teacher or the thing will appear. If you go all in with this because you're sick of sitting, watching another month pass, another year pass, wondering what or how or why, just do it. Gift yourself the experience of experiencing yourself in your vitality. It is the best feeling in the whole world. And it's actually that feeling that's going to drive the rest. Once you do have the time, energy, and focus, you're not going to be feeling in your body how you feel right now. You're going to be feeling the vitality. And that vitality is going to give you the clarity, the confidence, the focus, the drive, the energy to pursue all that you seek. You're not a match for it right now because you're not there yet. But going through the doorway of this thing is going to make you a match energetically for it. The thought seeds will come. You'll know exactly what to do, how to do it, and when to do it. And you'll actually be doing it. Who would you be then? Life's too short to keep sitting, making up excuses for yourself. No matter what it is for you, that is your metaphor of what it was for me with weight and getting a grasp on the kitchen, right? Whatever it is for you, stop wasting time. Stop letting your excuses run the show, because that's all they are. They're excuses. They're not truth. You can summon up the energy and focus to put this into action. Discipline as means of devotion. It's going to feel so good. It's going to feel crunchy at first, but it feels so good. And then when you crack into vitality, it literally took me, using this method, it took me 2.5 weeks. I was experiencing myself. I had not had this much energy since I was a child. I was having like half of a cup of coffee in the morning and doing like full 12-hour days. Happy, energized, hormones balanced, clear, focused, like I could do it all. Like everything in my business, keeping my house clean, in the kitchen, like everything. And once I tapped into that, this method took me such a tiny fraction of the time that food used to take me, because I knew exactly what I was doing. I had prepared for it. Like, absurd how much extra time and energy I have on the other side of this. So that's why I'm recording this podcast episode. If for you it is weight, keep listening, because I want to tell you a little bit more about how I want to share this with you. If you want to join me on this weight loss journey, if you're like me and you're like, I am ready, but I haven't been able to tap into health, or even if it's not weight coming off for you, if it's just feeling better in your body and having a system in the kitchen that you can get behind that takes literally under 10 minutes each meal, gets your body in full optimal health, gets yourself in a state where you can go on vacation, you don't have to worry about it when you get home, and it's so easy to plug back into because it's enjoyable. The kitchen fuels all the rest, you guys. What we put into our body fuels all the rest. It's all connected. So if you don't have this part on lock, I'm about to give you your answer. If you have this part kind of on lock, but you're curious, I'm about to give you some information. However way you want to proceed with this, come with me deeper into this episode. But what I want to land deeply about the energetics of this entire concept of vitality is your story that it's going to take more energy on the other side to be that version of yourself on the pedestal isn't true, because the pedestal isn't there. I'm still not perfect. Like, I'm still all the things, but now I just have this on lock. So I'm not leaking my energy anymore. And because of that, I'm filled to be a match for this next level of things that I had been subconsciously self-sabotaging by means of food and weight, okay? Whatever that is for you, really be with this episode. Really let this episode take you into that next level. Really open yourself up to look for that next step, whatever it means for you. Okay, and if for you, you're like, Katie, teach me all the things, I am so excited to tell you that I'm gonna be doing a full training breaking down the entire method. What I love about this method, there's no extra things you need to buy. There's no expensive supplements. There's no tools or trip, like anything. It is literally whole foods from the grocery store. That is it. You've just got to know what to do with it and how to do with it, how to work with it, okay? This method, I'm going to be breaking down into an entire training, basically telling you from a non-expert approach how to implement this if you've absolutely sucked at it in the past. Coming from someone who's done this, like, this is what we need. We don't always need the experts. We need the correct information that comes from the experts, but then we need, like, people who have had a really tough time with this, who've found a way. It's like, show me how you do everything. That's what I'm going to be doing in this training. I've also created an ebook. So this is going to be all my tips and tricks. This is going to be my grocery hauls. Mind you, like, the amount of money that this takes is so much less than I used to spend. It's crazy. So it's going to be my grocery hauls and how much money I'm spending, like how I'm doing all this with just a couple $100 a month. My food prepping methods that I have come up with, like taking this method and like working with it, I've come up with these food prepping methods that I'm so proud of and I'm so excited to share with you. Basically, I can create and prepare like 30 plus meals in one sitting for my, like, set yourself up for a month in just like 2 hours. Heck yes to that. And then also a bunch of recipes that I've come up with that take me 10 minutes or less per meal. Okay? So this is going to be very exciting. Of course, the entire thing is called Vitality. If you want to do this, this is going to be available in Tier 2 of the Sanctuary of She community this month in April. And then the recording of it will live in there in the Tier 2 library along with all the other past months that we've been doing. Last month we did, it was all about entrepreneurship, all about business, and putting your business through an energetic washing machine to find realignment, become a match for where you're going. That's in there. In February, we did The Portal to It All Is Today, which is all breakdown of the quantum mechanics of energies and how to really make each day as powerful as possible to collapse time. January, we did Resolution, which was all about a different take on the classic New Year's resolution. You can tap into that any month of the year and you actually make your resolution. All of that lives in there. Tier 2 is like this amazing place. And this month, it's all about taking the energetics to the kitchen to fuel the rest. And then every month, it's a surprise after that. It is $55 a month. And it comes with all of the Tier 1 benefits of our weekly ceremonies, our community, our conversation channels, our book club, our all the amazing, we have weekly guided meditations, we have tons of bonus trainings in there on energetics, everything we do in this podcast, we take it to the next level in there. So Vitality is coming in April. That is not only going to break this open deeper of the energetics of freeing up and experiencing vitality on the other side of closing up your energy leaks, but then also really taking you step by step in how to do this in the kitchen with the full-on training. It's going to be pre-recorded so you can watch it whenever you want. And then the ebook breaking down all of my tips and tricks. I have been working on this for the last few months and it's been amazing. So like I said, I'm 15 pounds down. I'm feeling freaking amazing. I love this. I've been doing it for 7 months and I never want to stop. Like, it is my favorite thing. And yeah. We're doing it. I will say it does involve meat. I personally do eat meat. So if you're vegan or vegetarian, this is going to be more so for you. Like, you are still 1000% welcome to join. It's going to be you taking the ideas of all of it and implementing it into your own way. But the way I do it does involve meat. Local, sustainable, grass-fed, all that kind of stuff. So if you're wondering about that, it is open for everyone. Again, take what you love, leave what you don't. Or if you're like, just teach me everything so that I can do this, then I'm your girl. So Vitality is coming this month. Send me a message if you want to jump into the Sanctuary of She community and get into Tier 2, or through the link in the show notes of this episode, you can jump in and send me a message. I'll upgrade you into Tier 2. You'll get access. And if you're listening to this podcast at a later date, it will be there for you. Very, very, very exciting about this Tier 2 library edition that we've put in this year. It's been so much fun. So I wish you luck. I wish you a life of vitality. I wish you the experience of this in your body when you close up these energy leaks. And I wish you, above all, a life of limitlessness when you get to decide what you choose to do from a state of vitality with all your newfound time, energy, and focus. Because you're worth it. You are ready. The light is green. The time is now. And that's what we're here for. I'll see you next week.